Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. This is my weekly parent therapy session.
Okay, how can we help?
Okay, well, actually, it's not helping this time. I just wanted to find out about sharing bedrooms.
Because you're from a big family. Yeah. I'm surprised I ever got my own room, to be honest.
So how long did you share a room for?
I shared a room until I was 13 with my younger brother. So first it was my sister and I. And then when my little brother came along, my sister got her own room and then I got bumped in with him. Ugh. So I shared it until we were 13. But it was at the stage, the last year, I was like, no, enough's enough. I would make a fake wall. So I would put up string or fishing line and I would hang sheets over it.
How big is the bedroom?
It's probably about the size of the studio, maybe a tiny bit smaller than the... Oh, no. Yeah, a bit smaller than the studio. So probably what?
Like 3x3 or something?
Yeah, maybe 3x4. It was a decent room.
Yep.
But when you put two beds in there and then two different chest of drawers and all
there
that...
There wasn't much room left.
It doesn't leave much.
Then you put a curtain down the middle.
I had to. And then I was like, do not come on my side. But because they're their younger brother,
yep,
they like peep through and you're like, go away, what are you doing?
I need my privacy. I'm
honestly,
13 years old.
Yeah, I'm listening to the radio. Listen to whatever you want, Wiggles. You know?
Hey, the Wiggles are great. I enjoy the Wiggles.
You know, you're too old.
You're never too old. But the reason I'm talking about it is because we are starting a renovation in a couple of weeks. My girls currently share a bedroom. My husband grew up sharing a bedroom because he also comes from a large family.
Yes.
I never did share a bedroom.
You never, ever shared.
I never shared. Ever.
You lucky person.
So to me, like, I grew up thinking, no, everyone has to have their own room.
Yeah.
And then we've got three kids and a three bedroom. So obviously put the girls in together. And now is the time. We're doing an extension because we don't want to move. We like where our house is.
Yep.
So we're like adding on a bedroom, doing a few things.
So they're going to get their own room.
They will get their own room. But we're not doing it now. We only do it because of all the government grants and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Whereas I probably would have waited until my eldest was a teenager, I think.
Because how old is your girls?
They're almost 9 and almost 7.
Okay.
So they're still quite young. Okay. They still don't mind sharing a bedroom.
They're not at that 13-year-old stage where they're making fake walls.
But I don't want to get there. But I do want to know, how long did you share a room for? Was it longer than Jazeel? 13 years.
I hope not. Bianca joins us on the phone. How long did you share a room for?
I shared a room for 18 years.
18 years.
So you moved out of home and then got your own place? Is that kind of...
No, but my older sister moved out, so she was 20 when she got her own room.
How did you feel? Did you feel lonely after she moved out?
Oh, no, I've been waiting 18 years for that.
Freedom!
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And she was, like, really neat, and I was really messy, and then it would get to the point where I'd decide to be neat, but then she'd decide to be messy. So we're never neat at the same time and never messy at the same time.
It's probably a good thing that you were never messy at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, the bombshell. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We've got Ben on the phone. Ben, how long did you share a room?
I shared a room with my younger brother until we moved out of the house we were in when I was 17.
Wow. 70.
Okay, what was it like for you, sharing with your brother? That's what I had to do. Were you sick of it? Were you over it? Or did you enjoy it?
We had our moments where we kind of clashed a bit, but a large majority of the time we got along pretty well.
So you never built a fake wall?
No, we never had to resort to that, fortunately.
Then more patience than you, Jay.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for the call. We got Claire. Claire, how long did you share a room?
Oh, this is about my mum. She had seven brothers and sisters, so she shared a bedroom with her two sisters, like shared a double bed. And then when she moved out, got married and moved out, she shared with my dad ever since. So she's 63 and she's shared a room her whole life.
Oh, wow. I think you need to, like, treat your mum to, like, you know, a week away by herself,
yep,
where she gets the whole bed to herself.
Make sure she's got a queen bed or a king.
Yeah.
Just live it up.
How does she feel about it? Does it bother her?
I don't think she even realised till I told her a few years ago, because she went on holiday once with my brother back to the UK, and then she still had the room with him. So it was, she was like, I haven't ever had my own bed.
going back on when she was young as well, she had to share a bed with her sibling, is that right?
Yeah, so they had a 3-bedroom house, and so, yeah, 4 boys in one room and 3 girls in the other.
So wow. Not only has she not had her own room, she's not even ever had her own bed.
No.
Oh, oh man!
No!
And she's never once complained.
I guess the upside is she's never lonely, and she should be thankful that she had people to share with.
Very true.
That's so true. How lovely.
Claire, thank you so much for the call. Did you ever have to share a bed? No, you didn't even have to share a room.
No, I didn't even have to share a room. I was fine.
Butler, come on in.
It probably explains why I was so scared when I was little and I'd crawl into my parents' room and sleep on the floor. Maybe if I shared a room, I wouldn't have done that.
So you've never top and tailed?
Oh, yeah, I have at sleepovers and stuff like that.
Oh, by choice.
You've had to do that not by choice?
Yeah, 9 kids. Hey, just quickly, Dana, have you ever had to share a room?
Yes, my brother and I shared it when we were a bit younger. It was quite hectic.
So what age did you get free?
When we moved to our new house, I would say probably, I'm going to say 7.
Okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only person who's never shared a bedroom. Me and my siblings.
Sounds about right.
What do you mean?
Hey, Dana, thank you very much. Do you know, years later, because my brother and I shared a room till I was 13.
Yeah, so now besties?
Well, actually, we are we're very, very close now. However, we both moved to Canada for 6 months, and we had to share a room in Canada.
Oh, did it bring all the flashbacks?
Oh, I refused.
I
didn't sleep one night in that room. Instead, I went into the lounge. I made a fort, and I lived in the fort for 6 months. I'm not.
You need to talk to someone. It will help.
No regrets. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.